This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ever wonder who's out there making the world go round? It's truckers. Who unites baristas with coffee beans? Truckers. Who unites dogs with their favorite chew toy? Truckers. That's why Progressive offers truckers even more protection with Cargo Plus coverage to keep truckers moving right along. Quote truck insurance today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms, limits, and conditions. Not yet available in California, New York, and Virginia.
For a small business owner, every day is full of surprises. Some great, some not so great. Like when a client cancels their order at the last minute. But here's a surprise you will like. Progressive provides small business owners with 30 customizable coverage options to help keep their business going strong. So go ahead, surprise yourself. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and third-party insurers. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Listen to Todd and Tyler anywhere you are
with the Todd and Tyler app.
Download it from your app store today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is from some psychology newsletter. Kennedy, an expert. Dr. Martin Antony, expert on phobias and anxiety, say that fears of creepy, crawly animals like snakes and spiders and mice are particularly common.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like freak out scared of snakes, but I don't if somebody said, here, hold on to this snake, I'd say, nah, it's okay.
I'm not holding the snake either, but it don't freak me out. Rats freak me out. I've talked
so
about
that. Creeped out by snakes.
I don't think that would count as a phobia.
No, no, I don't like lose my crap over a snake, but I'd rather not be around them given the choice.
And then he says there's three known pathways to developing the phobia. This is how you got it in the first place. One, a traumatic experience. The other one is a learned phobia from observing others' fears and developing a learned fear through what people tell you.
Yeah.
What was that fear you should tell people, Todd? That I had a fear of clowns that back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a joke.
Because a clown killed my dad. But it's not as funny now that Ed's gone.
I know. It was. You told that story all the time. You told people I have a fear of clowns because the clown killed my dad.
That's what happened to it. Clown.
That would be a traumatic experience.
We do still tell people that you like to look at other guys' dinks at the urinal.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know.
The only way to, one of the ways to get rid of that is called exposure therapy, involving gradual exposures to what you're afraid of. That remains the most effective treatment. And in VR, virtual reality.
Here's the deal, though. I don't want to be exposed to things because I don't really run into snakes. Well, snakes don't bother me. Rats. I don't want to see a snake in my house.
Well, here's a good example.
I don't run into these things, so I don't want to get over the fear.
Who probably need to get rid of their phobias. Like the people who don't they have a fear of flying.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Yeah. Right.
So and let's say you got to fly for business or something. Yeah. Virtual reality can offer more opportunities to try to expose exposure therapy in specific situations. Flying in a virtual airplane, like I suppose the other way would be just to go up in a little airplane a couple of times a week. But you know, who could do that? But if you could do it virtually, maybe it reduces your phobia a little bit.
Wasn't there a company that got rid of a guy? You could sign up for, it cost a few bucks, but you just flew and made jets, five flights in one day, full-size jets and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember
we talked about that.
That guy, that's all he did was fly.
But I think it was under the care of like a therapist.
Yeah. You sit with a therapist, you fly five or six times that day. It costs you money, but that's what you do.
And it gets rid of your fear of flying?
Well, it starts
because hopefully.
You're flying all day long on a jet all day. You know, takeoffs, landings, flying to different cities. That's how they did that.
Women have higher reported phobia levels, but at some levels. But some research suggests men may be underreporting their fears, so they don't think we're pussies.
Hey,
that's sad.
19.2. I transposed that. A million Americans suffer from phobias. Spider snakes, heights, and flying are the most common ones. Omphalophobia. I think I'm pronouncing omphalophobia. And you know what omphalophobia is?
No.
Fear of the belly button.
Well, that's just weird, man.
Yeah. How do you go to the beach? You have one.
What about the beach?
Man? Yeah, I don't know how you develop that.
Every time you get out of the shower, you're just like, ah!
How about papaphobia? Anybody have the papaphobia? Or know what the hell
chubby.
That is?
Yeah.
No? Fear of the head of the Catholic Church.
Oh,
the Pope, yeah. Well, you should be afraid of the church. Yeah, right, yeah.
Ephebophobia is the fear of teenagers or young people. And phagophobia, anybody? P-H-A-G-O.
Don't go see the ICP.
Is it pronounced phago?
Phagophobia, I'm pronouncing it that way. Or phagophobia.
P-H-A?
P-H-A-G-O.
That's phagophobia.
Yeah, that's how I'm pronouncing that. I'm not making this up.
Well, it's not the fear of homosexuals,
it's
right?
It's the fear of swallowing.
That's fairly common.
But if you can't
swallowing at all?
Anything, you die.
Even your saliva? Nothing. You can't swallow? Yeah.
When you walk around with a feeding tube in your nose every day?
That wasn't going to last for long.
No, it can't. Yeah. Turophobia. Anybody have an idea? We discussed it earlier today.
Fear of fast cars.
No, you're close. Well, actually, you're not. Turophobia is the fear of cheese.
Oh, that's not a life I want to live.
That sucks.
Well, you've probably seen a fat guy wearing some cheese on his head coming at you, and that could
from
be
behind.
Traumatic.
Those
experience.
People don't go to Packers games.
I guarantee you, we've got a lot of people in the audience who have nomophobia. N-O-M-E. Nomo. Nomophobia. That is the fear. Any guess?
Nomo? Is that anything to do with a saying?
And it would be something modern. This has to do with today's technology.
Phones.
Yeah, fear of being without your phone.
Got it.
Yeah.
It does feel weird when you're without your phone.
It kind of does.
Yeah, people are starting to get that way.
But I'm not afraid of it, but it just kind of feels weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes you leave your phone in the car and,
Phone
in the car.
Everybody's like that.
What am I going
to
do?
Like we mentioned, think about all those people that had to walk into Taylor and Travis's wedding without their phone.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Right. I'm not afraid of it, but it feels weird.
It would feel weird.
Do you think some people have been asked to give up their phones at a comedy show or concert or some kind of public event and said, no, I can't do that, and walked out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I believe it too.
Yeah. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For a small business owner, every day is full of surprises. Some great, some not so great. Like when a client cancels their order at the last minute. But here's a surprise you will like. Progressive provides small business owners with 30 customizable coverage options to help keep their business going strong. So go ahead, surprise yourself. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and third-party insurers. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
It would be nice not to be in a place. I've never been in a place like that, but to be in a place like that would be kind of nice because everybody would just be engaging people like the old days, you know?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point behind a lot of these bands that are making you put your phones away. Right. Is like, look, be in the moment.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the show and be in the moment.
There's a bar in New York City somewhere. I read an article a couple of weeks back that is doing that at the bar. And younger people are starting to show up at the bar, people in their 20s and 30s, and they can't – the phone, if you have to have your phone, you get out of that bag and you have to go outside. But while you're in the place, no phones, and people are starting to gather and talk.
Do they like
drink.
It?
Yes.
Good.
People are still. Well, New York's a huge town, so they're going to find people that are really going to dig it, you know?
You have to force that.
John says.
You have to force it, right?
If you remember Sheila from Shameless, that was Joan Cusack's character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She was doing the VR thing to help her with her agoraphobia. Which is that's a fear of
leaving the
outdoors.
People
leaving
socializing,
leaving
right?
Oh, I thought it was leaving the house. Yeah, it's fear of the outdoors.
Yeah, she was virtually walking around a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just fear of being out in public.
Yeah, you're in the house. You don't want to leave the house, yeah. Jennifer checking in. She says all those cruise ship people, a lot of them work on tips too, so that might help a little bit get their salary up there, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of Well, I suppose that would be an American-based cruise.
Right.
Or with a lot of Americans, because a lot of Euros aren't used to that culture. They don't come from
that's true.
Yeah.
That's
tipping
true, but
culture.
They have an American cruise, you know. But no, I wouldn't want to be on that.
No, and I hesitate to, you know, look, you're whatever you're afraid of, that's fine. But if you're afraid of belly buttons.
Yeah, I don't care.
Be an adult.
Be an adult.
Just stop it.
Right.
Some of these things are
just stop.
Some of these things are just
I'm with you on that.
I'd so be a bad, irrational.
I'd be a bad therapist. Yeah, just get out of
right.
here. Get out of here.
Doc, I'm afraid of my belly button. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. You're being a dad.
Unless
don't
you were violently raped by a prominent belly button.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, have to be an Audi. Have to be an Audi then. It's going to rape you.
I don't know how a belly button would cause you trauma, but I'm sure somebody's got a story.
Maybe seeing it hit your forehead, you know?
It's that could cause you. You had an umbilical cord wrapped around your neck when you were a baby, and you just... Yeah.
In high school.
Stuck with you.
Went to school with
that could be it.
Woman who was afraid of elbows. So we would all run around.
Okay, just get out of here.
Flinging our elbows at her. So, you know, they did the exposure therapy.
Well, how about short sleeve shirts? She must have lost it everywhere she walked,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you could live with that one.
You'd never
I don't
go
understand
to a basketball
being
game.
Afraid of a body part that you most likely have.
Right.
Yeah. Seriously, though. It's true. Yeah. Be an adult. Shut up about your fear of elbows.
I get if somebody's arms are cut off just above the elbow and they're afraid of elbows.
Right. Oh, because they don't have them.
Right.
Yeah.
You think if
that'd
you're walking around with elbows,
afraid,
you could get used to it. Be like, hey, maybe this is okay. It helps my arm bend.
Speaking of armbands, I was thinking of a way.
No, arm bend.
No, arm bend. You know how the...
Same.
The soccer referees have the cards in their shoulder, so that shoulders look bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe Cleek could devise a way to hold his... He could put penalty flags around his biceps.
Oh.
They got to be handy, man.
No, you would just put a little Velcro on them, and then you rip them off your bicep and throw the flag.
Well, yeah, like the guys, you don't see it much anymore, but guys used to wear the little tiny sweatbands underneath their bicep, which was totally just to make the bicep look a little bigger.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
You don't see those much anymore.
No.
Same concept.
Yeah, but they did absolutely nothing except, you know, that was just battle gear.
Yeah. That was just to make your bicep look a little bigger.
Just to make you look badass.
Every time you say, Cleet, we want some football. Don't we want some football? Listen to this story, Nick. You would have loved this. This actually, Adam Schefter reported this. We can wrap it up the show with this. He reported this a couple of days ago. Imagine if this would have happened. This involves two people you hate completely. A team you hate and a coach you hate. Per Seth Wickersham, when Bill Belichick and the Patriots divorced in 2024, Sean Payton considered presenting the Broncos owner Greg Penner with a proposal for the ages. Hire Belichick as a head coach until he reaches his 15 wins to break Shula's career, a record of 347. Payton would temporarily step down to assistant head coach and run the offense, then move back when Belichick became the all-time leader. In the end, it was too complicated and maybe too fanciful. You imagine that would have happened? You'd have lost your mind.
Hey, with the Broncos?
He'd have been with the Broncos and just to get 15 wins, win, and then would have stepped down.
And he celebrates by banging a 24-year-old.
And then he would have banged a 24-year-old. And that pisses you off even more, the 24-year-old.
That grody bastard.
Listen to the podcast. And if you are in one of those... leftover soccer cities. We did a story earlier. Push looked up all the...
You mean countries?
Yeah, you're right. All the countries are listening to the show.
We're talking about soccer teams in terms of countries. Yeah. And you know why I saved this story specifically for Nick, but we never got to the Pringles new potato-based hot dog bun. So remind me.
Interesting.
I'll leave the tab up and we'll try to do it tomorrow.
I wonder if they're sold in a can. Yeah. I've got this bear camera. Looks like the fish are starting to jump on here, too. So I think this bear's
about
to get one.
We're out of here. See you tomorrow. No way's going to be here.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ever wonder who's out there making the world go round? It's truckers. Who unites baristas with coffee beans? Truckers. Who unites dogs with their favorite chew toy? Truckers. That's why Progressive offers truckers even more protection with Cargo Plus coverage to keep truckers moving right along. Quote truck insurance today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms, limits, and conditions. Not yet available in California, New York, and Virginia.